It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Well, you want to start with good news? Go ahead.
Okay. My good news is my parents arrived last night from Florida.
Okay.
And nobody killed each other.
That's good news.
Congratulations. My family's such a whack job.
They showed up on time. Everybody got where they were going. Bags were all okay.
Yeah.
All that stuff was fine.
Yeah, everything was great.
Good.
I mean, my point was really, there were no arguments last night or no screaming matches in my house.
Good.
I didn't revert to being a child again, like when my parents walk into my house.
Right. My good news is that this weekend I'm changing the stereo in my car. You know how you have that CarPlay in your car?
You just got a new car.
I know, but it has a really old stereo. You know how you have the CarPlay in your car?
Yeah, I love CarPlays for Apple.
Yes.
I love it.
I want that so bad.
It does everything for my iPhone through my car.
Yes. I've had it in rental cars. I've seen it in friends' cars, like your car, Allie.
It's a game changer.
Yes, and I wanted it so bad, so I'm going to get one this weekend because I got paid today.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm going to go and update that. So the system that I have right now, it sounds like garbage.
Yeah.
I love to listen to music. I work on the radio, for crying out loud. You know the feeling. You love music.
I love music.
I have to be able to have access to all music, like on demand, and listen to our stuff, like our podcast stuff. I want to listen to it with ease.
Music is a part of my therapy.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I have to have it.
Me too. So I'm excited that I'm getting a new stereo system this
weekend.
Nice. Yes, all good news.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Case is insane.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about the Timothy Pitson. Is it Pitson?
Timothy Pitson, yes.
This is...
We talked about yesterday how he had gone missing in 2011, last seen in Wisconsin, and they thought that they had found him in Kentucky, but they had to do the DNA test to make sure that it was him.
The last video of him and his mom was at the Kalahari in the Dells, and then she was found dead, you know, after... taking her own life.
In Rockford, Illinois.
In Rockford, and then she left a note saying he'll never be found. The dad is alive and well in Aurora, Illinois, and they've never found the kid until...
And they still haven't found him because...
The guy showed up and said, the kid showed up yesterday. We talked about that, but it wasn't him.
Wasn't him at all.
I can't believe it wasn't him.
They ran the DNA test. He's actually a guy named Brian Michael Reaney
from Ohio. But wait, there's more. He's 23.
Yeah. 23.
Posing as a 14-year-old kidnapped kid. I can't even... What did I say on our text the other day?
What was that about?
Why would anyone lie about this?
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I also said about Jussie Smollett. And look at that. Now, I'm trying to lose all faith in humanity with some of these people.
There's a documentary called Imposter. You should check this out. It's a French guy.
Where do I watch it?
I think it's on
Netflix?
It's iTunes or something like that. Just search for it online. You can probably find it. Here's what happens. This guy in France impersonated children all the time. This kid from Texas or something went missing, and the parents didn't know where he was. And this French kid claimed that he was the missing kid. Even though he came back, he had a French accent. He had a different color hair.
Stop it.
And he was a completely different age. He was like older, completely older.
He was pretending to be,
pretending. The family bought it, hook, line, and sinker, welcomed him in and took him in.
The family thought it was their child and he wasn't their child?
Yes. He conned them into it.
Well, they did a DNA test with this Timothy Pitson, thank God. But go ahead, he what?
He sweet-talked them into it. Like, he conned them into it just to, like, gain their admiration.
Well, you know what happens is you really want to believe that your kid's alive.
Yes.
So it's almost like you'll take a kid in believing, and it's almost like... I wonder if in therapy later they went, we knew deep. We didn't want to accept. We were just living a fake life to pretend like our kid was. I wonder if there's some weird, like, psychological.
I don't know. But it reminded me of that documentary that I saw called Imposter, which is fascinating. But yeah, this guy.
When they said, you know, the DNA test came back. It's not Timothy Pitson. It's not the boy they found. And P.S., he's 23. I about had a heart attack.
He was also just released from prison on March 7th.
Oh, lovely.
After serving time for burglary and vandalism charges. So. There's that.
Unbelievable.
So did he make the whole thing up about the Red Roof Inn and the people holding him hostage, all that stuff? Or was it another guy that was in distress? Who knows?
Well, he obviously made it all up because he posed as specifically that kid, said he was that kid, said he was 14. I mean, he's a liar. Like, the guy's insane.
So he goes back to jail now, gets some mental help maybe.
And I was trying to find out where I could see your documentary Imposter, but
no. But that whole family, that poor family going through that again. Another fault where the whole nation is like,
oh my God,
is it him?
Timothy Pitson's family. Yeah, that's why they said they didn't get their hopes up. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Now I can't stop thinking about Kool-Aid. after our morning quickie winner.
You want some grape Kool-Aid?
Brings back all the feels, man.
Hey, intern Jack-Jack, come make us a pitcher of Kool-Aid, please.
Sugar-free!
Yes, thank you.
But when we were kids, we added a pound of sugar. It was great.
So much sugar.
A lot of people still do. It's great.
Just the consistency of syrup.
Oh, man.
What are they doing to Jussie Smollett?
Oh, my gosh. So the city of Chicago is going to sue him now.
Okay,
for
good.
The cost of investigating the attack. They're not done because, you know, they had to drop. Well, they didn't have to. They decided to drop the charges. They decided it wasn't worth it to go through this whole trial when he was going to end up with community service and a fine anyway, is essentially what they said. But they were. So then the mayor was mad at the district attorney's office or the Cook County attorney's office. Everybody was pissed off.
Yeah.
The police chief. Well, it came all full circle. And they said, well, maybe the feds will deal with him because he still had some felony charges, you know, for reporting, you know, the hate crime and all this. Well, now the city is going to sue him. Like, they're not letting go. Like,
okay.
You know, because it's been a week or two since we found out he wasn't going to be charged.
And this all happened back in, what, January when he first made the claim of the attack?
Is that
what it was?
All
within this year. Yeah, it was all because it was cold.
I don't believe him at all. I think he's full of crap.
No.
And I'm pissed about it, obviously, and so is a lot of the city of Chicago because it makes them look stupid.
Why wasn't there even a plea deal that they offered him? You would think that there would be something like that where they would say, all right, plead guilty, and then we'll forego jail time or we'll do time served. Or something, so that that way he has to admit guilt.
What's it called?
But then he
what's it called when you have money? Oh,
privilege?
Lawyers. Yes, lawyers.
Is he a black privilege?
He's a very, very lucky man in that sense, I'll tell you.
I guess so.
So, we don't know how that all went down, but either way, the city is still mad, so they fired off a letter to Jussie Smollett demanding $130,000 from him for the cost of investigating the case.
Good, pay it.
And Jussie's people said, go pound sand, swear to God. So the city had to wait 7 days before filing a civil lawsuit.
Okay.
Well, it's passed.
All right.
Here we are.
File away.
The city has made it clear. The city of Chicago will be suing Jussie Smollett.
Wow.
They're like, well, because I think it's funny that they said, pay us. He said, bite it. And they said, okay, 7 days is up. You thought we were kidding? We're going to court.
Yes.
I'm blown away. He's still denying it.
Do you like this three-piece lawsuit that I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, isn't it?
Three-piece lawsuit.
See that? Jussie Smollett. He'll get what he deserves. He should pay more money.
Riggs and Allie, you get what you deserve award.
That's right.
Brought to you by Karma.
That's right.
Jeez.
And you get it this week. You're on the list for it as well, Jussie Smollett.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Okay, so you got good grades growing up?
Honestly, I did, yes.
What does that mean? That's relative.
A's and B's.
Okay.
Consistently.
I got good grades,
consistently,
yeah. I got straight A's.
I wasn't straight A's.
In big trouble.
Oh, Jesus.
There were standards and expectations in my house.
Okay, yes.
My father was a college professor. My mom was a school psychologist.
Yeah.
We don't go to school and not get good grades in this family, okay?
Right.
Am I clear or am I clear?
This is an education. Get
this
educated.
This is an education.
Yes.
So when Owen came home with his report card, well, he doesn't come home anymore. Who am I kidding? We get online and look at him. Let's be real. It's all numbers now.
Okay,
1, 2, 3, 4, which it drives me nuts, at least at his school. It's not A, B, C, D, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4 is the highest.
I was going to say, okay, 4 is the highest.
So 4 would be what you were aiming for.
Okay.
So I'm looking at his report card online, and he's got like a lot of 4s. Actually, that's a lie. He's got a few 4s, okay?
Okay.
He's got a lot of 3s.
Okay.
And then he's got some 2s, okay?
Any 1s?
I don't know. A 1 would have sent me over. A one would really sit me over the edge. A 2 sent me over the edge. I'm shocked you asked. If there was a 1, he would have been grounded for life, okay? We don't get Fs, no.
Right.
That would not have happened. So he gets these 2s, and I sat him down. I said, okay, you're in first grade, you know, so I don't want to be crazy. But at the same time, I got to set expectations.
Yeah.
Or else he's never, if I don't set, he's getting report cards, he should have expectations. I said, we don't get 2s. Like, that's not acceptable. And when I read through what each number meant, 2 was essentially that you weren't trying. It's like almost like failing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And 3 was doing good, and then 4 was excellent.
Yes.
So I said, we get 4s. 4s are expected. And then 3s are good. I'll take a 3. But I don't ever want to see a 2 again. And I said, you have another report card coming up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So if there's any 2s on that report card, you're losing something for the whole summer, whether it's Minecraft, whether it's Pokemon, but it's gone. And he's
the
like,
whole summer.
Yeah, I mean it, and I'm going to stick to it because I feel like if I don't, my kid is just going to not care. They don't care if we don't like hold them accountable, right?
They won't learn in life.
They won't. And so it's funny. I was like, because I haven't paid much attention because, you know, they're in kindergarten. You're like, okay, they got a 3, you know. But now I'm like, it actually does matter the expectations I set, because if I don't, the earlier I set them, the more important, don't you think?
I 100% do.
Versus if he's like in third grade and I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right. When,
you know
it's, on,
what I mean?
When it's on a letter system, no, A's and B's matter. You need like a three point something GPA, 4.0 GPA if you want to get anywhere in college in advance.
Yes. And I don't even care if my kids go to college. Can I be clear about that? They can do whatever they want, but they will get good grades if I have anything to say about it, period.
Yes.
And also, I was telling Owen, you know, that if I didn't get good grades, I got in big trouble when I was a kid. But I said, but you know what? I never got in trouble because I was too afraid to come home with bad grades.
Yeah.
I said, so I never did. And he goes, oh, Grandpa would get real mad, wouldn't he? I said, you damn right, brother.
Of course he would.
Said, you're very lucky.
Now, does he get like progress updates throughout the period or the semester so he knows he's getting twos? Or
we get them.
Okay.
Because he's in first grade.
So knows.
We get like a report card online, but we also have parent-teacher conferences and things like that. But he knows now.
But if he knows, maybe he's not understanding something, he might be getting a two or a one.
Well,
not because he's not trying, but because he doesn't understand. So I was curious if there's progress.
You brought that up because he does have ADHD.
Yes.
Which would mean, you know, and he doesn't need extra time. We've been through all the testing, you know.
Sure.
He could have it, I suppose. But he is the kid that's the impulsive of the ADHD, so he wants to get done.
Okay.
So he's rushing through the test, okay? And then he's done before everyone. It's not like one kid who couldn't focus who would need more time. He's just racing through it. And I said, you don't race through it anymore. I said, is everyone else still working on their work? Yeah. Well, then that's why you're getting a two.
Yeah.
He just wants to get done and out of there.
You get 30 minutes to take a test for a reason. I was always told that.
Well,
get 30 minutes, use the whole 30 minutes as much as you can.
Oh, and Riggs, they're in first grade, so I'm sure it's like a 5-second answer, but that's not the point. You know what I mean? Like,
how many sides does a square have? Go.
It's like, write one sentence on your paper. So,
four.
I just want to know where people stand with grades and standards. Like, do people hold their kids accountable? Is everyone just different? Does it depend on how you grew up? You know,
I was always held to a high standard with grades, just like you're holding your kids to the same standard. A's and B's. They said any C's are unacceptable.
Yeah,
that was always
C's,
below average.
But I always got in trouble, but not major. But it would be like I'd be scared to show them. But if I got a D or an F, I would have run away.
Yeah.
Because my dad would have killed me.
I did get some C's because I noticed as I got to different grades, a C was average and below average. They switched the meaning of the C.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's average. And my dad would go, it's below average. And I was like, no, it says average. I'm average. He was like, are you okay with just being average, Andrew?
Oh!
Are you okay with just being average, Andrew?
Oh!
No, I'm not.
No, Dad.
Right. No,
even though no one will ever see my first grade transcripts, that's not the point.
You remember these twos you got in first grade? Remember these twos?
Set standards. That's my advice.
There you go.
Early.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Why would someone walk into court smiling and signing autographs when they're facing time in jail from their perfect little life and their LA neighborhood?
Wait, are you talking about Lori Loughlin?
Yes. Okay, so Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, it could not have been more opposite how they approach court. Felicity Huffman walks in like a normal person, embarrassed, ashamed, head down,
right? Manila folder over her face almost.
Mortified.
Yes.
Which would be the correct reaction.
Yeah, a normal way to enter court.
Lori Loughlin comes out waving, smiling. She was signing autographs. Somebody finally said, like, there were so many articles, why is Lori Loughlin smiling and signing autographs? Which, you know, so a friend came out of hers and said that was all her freaking out and turning into action. Yeah. They said she went into acting mode. She turned into fake mode, and just that was how she was coping with it. She was like, hi!
She went into Aunt Becky garage sale mysteries.
Total fake mode, So it was just funny to see the difference in the two, because they're both probably going to go to jail. Well, maybe they won't. I shouldn't say they are, because I'm not a freaking lawyer, but they're both facing at least 5 months in jail.
I think they deserve to do some time, at least.
Yeah.
Like somebody else said, I think yesterday you said, Allie, 20 years was the maximum they could serve?
They could, but I don't think they'll get that.
That seems extreme.
I need consequences. And they need to be appropriate for each person, because everybody responds differently to different consequences.
Absolutely.
Some people, you find them and they're like,
yes.
Some people, you send them to jail, they're like, no, and they'll never do it again.
Some people,
you
find them, they go, all right, and then they do it again, and they continue the pattern.
That's the problem, exactly. Yeah. So that's why if you saw Lori Loughlin walking in, waving and signing autographs to court, they said she was freaking out, going into acting mode.
Aunt Becky, please, sign my shirt. So awkward for her.
This is awkward for everyone. I mean, it doesn't make you cringe seeing Aunt Becky walk into court.
It does, but she got what she deserved.
It's the Riggs and Alley. You got what you deserve. Scholarship.
Is it a scholarship or an award?
We need to decide.
Yes.
But it's brought to you by Karma.
It is. 100%.
We've decided. Welcome to it.
It's a Riggs and Alley rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
And now, missed connections.
Yeah. From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, welcome, girl.
Hello.
That's what you would say if you walked into Costco. They would welcome you after you show your membership card at the door.
Hello.
This was the Menominee Falls one, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Man for a woman. He says, Emily, we met today at the Menominee Falls Costco and had a brief conversation. You had a cart full of blueberries you said were for your kids, but we all secretly know that they were for you. LOL. We had a great conversation, and I'd certainly like to exchange numbers and hear more from you. It's a long shot, but you left too quick, and I didn't want to ask for your number and be awkward. Hope to hear from you.
The hell?
And to see those blueberries again, winky face. I don't even know what that means.
Dude, she was probably just shopping.
Of course she was.
All these misconnections are men taking a woman being nice to them the wrong way.
Or a woman being completely aloof about a situation. One of the two.
Oh, it's our fault that you think we want to have sex with you because we said hi to you? Give me
Sometimes
a break.
I've read some with women.
Off, Riggs.
Although the men are,
please.
It is more when the
That's
women
That's all know. You assuming there's something sexual going on, okay? That is
right?
Not on us. Take a hand, okay?
Don't go back to this Costco, man.
I said hi to you. I don't want to sleep with you. Do you get it? God!
In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
But right now, though, it's time for the game. We play every Friday. I wasn't here last week, so I'm excited this week to return.
And the winner couldn't even show up to try to win again.
Right?
It's Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
We joke when Gibbons has the flu, influenza A
every
or whatever.
Friday.
Every Friday. It's his thing.
Every payday Friday. That's our new joke. Watch. We'll point it out.
Yeah, we will.
That's so,
so
funny.
So here's how it works. We tell dad jokes back and forth. And he won last week, is what you said?
Gibbons won, and he's not here. Yeah. So that means the trophy is up. And
up for grabs. We're live on Facebook.com/1037KISSFM. Kimmy and Mequon, good morning. You are our judge for Dad Joke Friday. Kimmy, how are you feeling?
Hi.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you do for work, Kimmy?
I'm an x-ray tech.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
My mom's an x-ray tech.
Ooh.
She used to let me carry around those little left and right things that you have in your pocket for the x-rays. You know what I'm talking about with your name on them?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't, but you guys should totally join a Facebook group about x-ray technicians.
X-ray techs.
I'm sure there's one out there.
Here's how it works, Kimmy. We're just going to go back and forth with dad jokes, and you just be honest. If you think they're funny, laugh. If not, then don't laugh, all right?
You don't have to laugh at anything, or you can laugh away at everything.
All right. Do you want me to go first, or you want to go first, Allie?
I'll let you go first, because you've been gone. Let's get you back in, Riggs.
All right, let's go. Dad Joke Friday. Here's my joke. Ready? What's the worst thing about being a birthday cake?
What?
After you're set on fire, you get eaten by the hero that saved you. Mm-hmm. Nothing?
No.
Sorry.
That one made me laugh genuinely earlier. I was excited to use it. All right, go ahead.
All right. What do we want? Low-flying airplane noises. When do we want them? Meow. Oh, that was corny, but I gotta laugh.
You almost meowed that.
Meow.
Sounded like a cat airplane. All right. Allie's got a point for Dad Joke Friday.
All right, just one, though.
All right. Mine's kind of a knock-knock joke. All right?
Yeah.
This is Bob, and Bob doesn't have any arms.
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Not Bob. Bob didn't have any arms. Yes, I got
You know
a point.
What's funny? What? I wasn't even laughing at the joke. I was laughing at the vision of the guy standing there at the door.
Hitting his head with the door.
Oh, God.
All right, go ahead. We're tied 1-1.
I asked my boyfriend if I was the only one that he'd been with, and he said yes. All the others had been 9 and 10s. If I was the only one he had been with. Oh, damn it.
I thought it was funny.
Nobody gets it.
I got it. We're not going to grade women, though. We're not going to put them on a scale.
See, the ones we think are funny are the ones nobody else laughs at. So
right?
Irony in that one.
All right, Kimmy, how about this one? A guy walks into a library and he says, I'll have a cheeseburger and fries. And the librarian says, sir, you're in a library. And he goes, I'm sorry, I'll have a cheeseburger and fries.
Oh! How many is that, Riggs?
2 points.
Damn it.
I'll have a cheeseburger and fries.
I love it, dude.
All right, Allie, go ahead.
Oh man,
go ahead. Dad joke Friday.
Okay, well now I got to. Now I'm like stressed. I got to bring the heat.
I know.
This is really stressful. I don't know if I have a strong enough one for this, but every time I think it's good, it's awful. So I'll read a bad one.
Okay, go ahead.
My dad lost his job at the cemetery yesterday. He buried someone in the wrong plot. It was a grave mistake.
That was a grave mistake. All right, there's another.
Thank
point.
You for that fake laugh. I felt you. I love you.
Next laugh wins for Dad Joke Friday.
Yes.
Bad Joke Friday. Kimmy, this is could be it.
Okay.
What do you call a tree with an erection?
Weesh.
Hardwood.
There you go.
I'll take the victory.
Finally, Riggs has a victory.
And Ellie had to use a semi-perverted joke to win.
Oh, just semi-perverted.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I get the Batman trophy now?
You get the Batman trophy.
Yes, I'm going to get the... You're going to have to stretch your headphones out there and give me the Batman trophy. Thank you
there
so
you
much.
Go.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Batman, you're all mine. I'm not going to trot you around town like Gibbons would do, but thank you, Batman.
What do you mean, trot him around town, then not show up to defend his title?
Right?
What kind of WWE champ are we dealing with here?
Yep, now I'm going to get sick next week, and I'm not going to show up to defend my title. I'm kidding. Batman.
No, he's
I love
not.
You. Thanks for playing, Kimmy. We appreciate you listening to Dad Joke Friday. Thank you, Kimmy.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day doing x-rays up in Mequon.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great day, too.
You too. That wraps up another edition of
Dad Joke Friday!
Bad Joke Friday!
And, dude, how much intern Jack got tipped a cent on a delivery. We got to tell that story for Hell to the No coming up.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I want intern Jack to tell us his Hell to the No. What
Go
happened,
ahead.
Intern Jack?
All
what
right.
Happened?
So yesterday I was Uber eating and delivered the food.
Uh-huh.
And I got a tip. Like a nice person would do.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
that tip was 1 cent.
What?
Not even a dollar. Not even a dollar. 1 cent.
How is that even possible?
Hell,
that's such an insult.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Okay, but here's what I don't get. You're so nice, Jack. Like, you are like the friendliest guy. You over-apologize, which is
yeah,
a thing a lot of young
true.
People
yeah.
do. You'll learn not to do that as you get yeah. older, where we're like, you're sorry for everything.
Yeah. Or you won't, like me.
Well, that's actually true.
It is.
But anyway... Uh-huh. So you're just like the nicest, sweetest guy. So I'm like, why was someone mad at you? Why did they tip you a cent? Did somebody like screw their food up?
And did you throw it at their porch or something?
I walked up to their porch, knocked on their door because they didn't answer my text. It was two sausage and cheese biscuits from McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, so they were just buying cheap crap. They
yeah,
didn't have any
so
money
I
anyway.
Don't, no, I don't know.
Hell no.
Wait a second, though. In hindsight, if you can Uber Eats two McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, you can't afford a tip?
Yeah.
You're paying for someone to deliver like $2 of food, right?
That was about a mile away as well.
Absolutely, you could.
I don't know what I did.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My help to the no involves the copious amount of dog crap in my yard that's now visible and everywhere, and I can't pick it up because it's wet.
Oh, yeah.
It's all gross. Disgusting.
How did you... Well, I don't even want... How did you get your dog to stop eating poop?
I don't. I talked to my vet about it. He says...
Asking for a friend.
My vet says as long as he's eating his own, it's not going to hurt him.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just disgusting, yes.
What if he's not eating his own?
Then that's bad.
Okay, I was just wondering. Right. I don't know.
I'm on the same boat as you. If you yeah. know how to make your dog stop eating their
Hell
own poop.
Hell to the no!
799-1037. Yours next.
There's someone down the road from us over here by the station on
stop,
Grange
stop.
That still has flashing Christmas lights mm-hmm. out. I crap you not, dude. I crap you not. Like, at this point, you're just being... You're just rubbing
them
up.
Up.
Yeah, just leave them up.
Don't even take them down.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Lisa, you got a Hell to the no? What is it?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey.
You know Chef Kayla Marie and her great... who was that you made?
Yes!
Yes! So, here's my story.
Okay.
I'm doing this, and I make the wonderful pork.
Oh, yes!
Ellie, if you can...
Yes, yeah, so you tried to copy a recipe. Is that what you're getting at here? Or no? You bought some.
No, I'm... I bought some.
Oh, got some.
Okay, all right.
Some pulled pork.
Oh, my God, the pulled pork. So I made
yes.
it. I'm looking forward yeah. to it. It's been a long day at work.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I go upstairs, change my clothes,
oh, no.
come down, and my wonderful 60-pound dog decided to jump up on the island and
Okay. You don't understand how much I can relate to this. Because when you buy, you get your Chef Kayla food, you buy it, you're so excited, you're on a roll, you're losing weight, her food is amazing. You feel like you're cheating when you eat her food.
Yeah.
So this is, she doesn't know the story, Riggs. She probably wasn't listening early enough that day. Well, honey, one day I put two of my breakfasts from Chef Kayla on top of my car while I took the trash out and drove off with them on top and cried the whole way to work. Like, cried.
Oh, my God.
It was like when you spill, it's like when you spill breast milk. Women know what I'm talking about. It's like gold. It's like, yes, 100%. It is like, it feels like you lost, you dropped gold, and it's gone. Like, it's that horrible. You're like,
oh, Lisa.
Oh, well, exactly. Because I came downstairs and I heard this burp, and I'm like, oh! And then I look, I'm like,
it.
Lisa, you poor thing. I need to have Chef Kayla send you a new pulled pork.
Lisa, I hope you make it to a butcher or something. You can get some more pulled pork. That's a travesty.
You're a riot. Oh.
Thanks for calling, girl.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, Tab. Good morning, Tab. What's your hell to the gnaw?
Good morning.
Good morning. Aw,
it is
Friday.
We're all a little excited. What is your hell to the no?
When you find out that your boyfriend of 10 years has had a work girlfriend for 9 of those years.
I'm going to puke. Stop it. Are you joking me, girl?
90%.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So he takes a shower. He leaves his phone on the bed.
Dumb.
I hear he's in the shower. I ease in the room.
Uh-huh.
Get his phone. And, of course, us women, we can crack codes. We know cell phone
numbers. Of course you can.
Of course. We're the FBI. Don't mess with us, dude.
Right.
Yeah, ATM, bank card codes. We know all of that.
Amen, sister.
Do.
We don't forget it.
Yep.
Right. So I know his code. I went in. So I start seeing these text messages. I can't wait to see you tonight. I karate kick open the bathroom door.
Karate kick it open.
This story is great. Yes, and tell me more.
Open. He's standing there naked, soaking, and I just throw the phone in the shower with him.
I said, hell in the no.
You're like, did you open the shower and go, your girlfriend's on the phone? Because that's what I would have done. And then I would have thrown it right at the privates.
Yep, that's what I said. I said, talk to your work girlfriend.
Ooh. Your work girlfriend.
Did the work girlfriend know about you?
She says, I actually got a chance to talk to her.
You haven't?
I did.
Oh, you did? What did she say?
She said that he protects her at work. He touches her behind. He doesn't let any of the other guys talk to her. They all know that that's her work man. I'm like, really?
Did you leave the dude? I mean, I have so many questions. Yeah, we don't have time for all of them. Yeah, but did you leave him?
I did not.
Oh, come on. He's been cheating on you for 9 years, honey. Come on. Honey, tab.
Get out now.
Next.
It's a lot.
He's never respected you in the whole relationship.
It's not a lot. If it was a week, I would say maybe talk it out. It's 90% of your relationship, he's been cheating on you.
The whole thing was a lie.
Yeah.
You're right. She said that they never had any intercourse.
That's what they all say, honey. So did my ex and the chick, and they said they weren't sleeping together, but I could read text proving they were, honey. Trust me. But they would tell everyone, aren't sleeping together, but trust me, I've read the text.
Tab, do us a favor. Call us next week at this time for Hell to the Gnaw. We want to hear that you're like making steps to get out.
And
please.
Listen, if you need some girl power, I don't want you to be sad. I want you to have some girl, like, I want you to feel empowered by leaving him. I don't want you to be upset. I want you to go, you know what? I deserve better than a man cheating on me and lying to me for 9 years. I am wasting my life with you.
Yes.
And you're not going to do this anymore, and I'm out.
Get your hair done, check your nails, feel good as hell, girl.
Find yourself a new man.
Yes, go out this weekend and have fun.
I'll take her out. Screw it. I'll take you out, girl.
Yes, go out with Allie.
She's find you a new man.
Allie's a great wing woman, I'm telling you. Right now.
And I'm like the FBI, like her, see?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She'll do a full background check on any future suitor that you want to be with.
All right.
We love you,
Tab. We love
Hang
you.
In there.
Stay good to yourself, man.
Yes.
Be good to yourself. Hell to the no. Good morning. We'll do one more. Good morning, Kiss FM. Aaron, thank you for holding. What is your hell to the no?
So this morning I got pulled over.
Yeah.
And It ended up, and I was only doing 9 over.
That was the first hell to the naw that she got pulled over, by the way. We're sorry. You deserved a hell to the naw for that.
Yeah. 9 over.
Right. Which just sounds really funny and entitled, because I would say the same thing, but technically you're breaking the law. And we're like, I was only breaking the law. I was only breaking it by 9 miles.
Aaron, it's called a speed limit, not a speed suggestion.
But
all right.
Aaron, Aaron, I go like 12 over. It's okay. Anyway, so go ahead. Tell us a story.
So I got pulled over, and it ended up being an officer that I knew back from high school.
Okay. What city? You don't have to say. Never mind.
In Mequon area.
Oh, okay. Right. Got it.
Yeah. So it ended up being a guy that I knew from high school. And, you know, we chit-chatted a little bit. Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll be right back. I'll probably just give you a warning.
Uh-huh.
Took my license, went and ran it. Mind you, I've not had a ticket, warning, anything.
Ever?
10 years.
Okay.
10 years.
Ten years clean.
That's good. Yeah. That's really good.
What happens?
He comes back. Hands me my, you know, after like 15 minutes, hands me my license back, my registration back, and my license, and goes, here's your ticket. Tell your husband I said hi.
What? Wait, what?
He was flirting the entire time, you know.
Wait, I'm confused.
He could probably get my number, and...
So wait, you think he was hitting on you, and then...
Oh, hardcore.
Oh, he was hitting on you.
And because you didn't take the bait, he gave you a ticket, is what you're thinking.
Well, yeah, and he read my license and realized I was married.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, and then if you made a complaint, they'd be like, well, you were speeding. He could give you a ticket. And you're like, yeah, but he's hitting on me while he's trying to give me a ticket, which is the gross part.
Right.
That's inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like had his hand inside the vehicle, arm leaning on it, trying to play the bad boy.
Yeah,
put
you
a
can't
report
do that.
In.
I would 100% put in a report for that.
100.
Yes.
And make it ignored, but put a report in.
Right? Aaron?
Yep.
Look, we've given people...
And she knows this guy, though, so it gets all messy from, like, when you grew up together, you
Look
know?
Look at this. We're busting out bad cops, and we're calling out cheaters this morning on Hell to the No.
Dude, we're on a roll.
We're changing lives with Riggs and Allie. Are you kidding me? Thanks
and
for calling, Aaron.
And they're all in Mequon, it seems like.
Yeah, they are. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate you listening this morning.
That's so funny.
Hell to the No. We do it every morning around 7:45.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
$35 billion.
Chimney Christmas.
I said Riggs Google and find out if that's the most expensive divorce ever. And sure as hell,
it is now.
It is. Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos, you know, the owners of Amazon.
Yeah.
They had no prenup, and he's worth a ton. Because, hello.
$130 some billion.
Yeah. Owns Amazon, owns the Washington Post, hence why. Most people understand that Trump hates him because of the Washington Post.
Yes.
And he hates him because he owns a big business like he
right.
does. So that's why he's always going after Jeff Bezos.
And he's the richest guy in the world, which is threatening as well.
And he's richer than Trump,
like,
which makes Trump mad. Yeah.
What?
So you see them going at it a lot, but that's like a little behind the scenes of, you know, that he owns Amazon and the Washington Post. But they finalized their divorce settlement, and it will make, ready for this, his wife, Jeff Bezos' wife, the third richest woman in the world.
The world. The world. And he's still the richest man in the world, even after giving her $36 billion or whatever in stock.
Yeah,
Amazon stock
they
is crazy.
Said she could have fought him for twice as much, but she didn't. They said she's leaving Jeff Bezos with 75% of their shared stock in the e-tail giant.
Yeah.
As he gets to keep voting control.
Yeah.
Over the 20 million shares that she's keeping for herself. So he's 55. I don't know if I ever knew how old Jeff Bezos was, actually.
I didn't know either.
He gets to keep all the shares in the Washington Post, which is why I brought that up, that he owns that. And he had bought that in 2013. And he gets to keep all of the shares for his space company, Blue Origin, which I've never heard of.
Space. Was he going into space now? Like Elon Musk? All these rich guys. They get all this money.
Yeah,
you conquer
know.
The world. Now it's I'm like, going to conquer space.
Oh, they're bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing to look forward
to. Let's go to Mars.
There's nothing to achieve or accomplish, you know?
Up until then, the most expensive divorce ever was Rupert Murdoch and Anna Turnoff. Was a $1.7 billion divorce, to put it into perspective.
If you don't know who Rupert Murdoch is, he owned a ton of media, like, you know, Fox and Wright, wasn't all that?
Yeah, he was a big media mogul.
Tons of media. So
$1.7 billion.
Yeah, well, so then anyway, so now Jeff Bezos and his ex-wife now had no prenup.
No.
They're both going to be really, really rich. He's been dating Lauren Sanchez. They've been trying to keep it on the down low, but whatever. And There you go. Oh, and oh, how could we forget the best part of the whole story? Remember when the National Enquirer tried to blackmail him and he came out?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they tried to blackmail him with, like, photos and texts with his, like, girlfriend,
yes,
even though he was openly getting divorced.
Uh-huh.
And he called them out and printed everything and said,
yes,
you're not going to blackmail me. In fact, I'm putting it all out there. And they were like, what do you mean? We don't know what you're talking about. That was so juicy. What happened
with
that?
Oh, yes. He was like, I don't know. He was like, here's all the emails.
It disappeared all of a sudden.
It did. I think they found out that the pictures were leaked from somebody that worked close to the Trump administration.
They did?
Somehow, yes. I think that's what it was, but I don't know.
I'm shocked. Right. He never goes after Jeff Bezos. He wouldn't want any bad pictures out there.
I think it was the brother of the ex-wife or somebody that had gotten
the
pictures.
Oh, it was the brother.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the brother. But the brother had close
ties.
He was
pissed off. Yes. He was pissed off, so he outed that.
And the brother had either close ties or was very supportive of the Trump administration. One of the two, but that was the tie that they said was there. So $36 billion in a divorce is insane.
Well, and in fairness, his wife was with him when he founded Amazon, Jeff Bezos, in 94.
Yes.
They were together when he wasn't rich. I mean, or maybe he was, but when he founded Amazon, they were already married.
In a garage.
So
yeah,
sure as hell she's entitled to that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was there during the beginning, I guess. So,
all of it. And they have kids. I mean, of course, yes. Welcome to why, if you get married, somebody gets half your stuff, whether you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.